your heart has been hopelessly broken. You promise yourself there will be no one else, and as soon as the words have been spoken, you stumble on somebody new. Someone puts it all back together for you. It's never too late to open your heart. It's never too late to start over. As long as one star shines down from above, you know it's never too late for love. Never too late for love. Don't waste your time wondering how in the world does it happen. Just thank your stars that you are where you are, and you're able for once to stop hurting. So snuggle up close in the night. Be thankful for all that you have in your life. It's never too late to open your heart. It's never too late to start over. As long as one star shines down from above, you know it's never too late for love. Can't find a reason to let another night go by. Don't make excuses. Come on and give it. Never too late for love. No, 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 never. Never say never. No, 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 never. Never too late.
It's never too late.
It's never too late. It's never too late.
Flesh hound. Flesh hound.
You shimmy in your short skirt while you analyze Descartes. You start quoting Baudelaire. My logic falls apart. Your glasses never sit straight. Your shoulders are exposed. Your chaos theory formulae. I'm looking so composed. I'm a flesh hound, flesh hound. Flesh hound, flesh hound. I'm a flesh hound, flesh hound. I'm a flesh hound, flesh hound. There's a full moon in your cupboard. Got a wolf bane in your drawer. Your cookbook on the countertop I have never seen before. I say, I prefer Renoir. When your hair is falling in your face, I'll take you as you are. Flesh hound, flesh hound. I'm a flesh hound, flesh hound. Flesh hound, flesh hound. Flesh hound, flesh hound. Gilded age. Is there something in the clothes you wear? Like a photo's written glory
Oh, all right. Even bad wolves can be good. That was Fleshhound by the Raving Knaves. And I do have a special guest here calling in from the Raving Knaves, Mr. Johnny Reno. Johnny, are you there?
I am here.
Well, thank you for tuning in to Indie100.com.
Hey, we'd like to thank you. The Raving Knaves would like to thank Indie100.com. And you are rocking with Taylor Van Arsdale.
All right. Well, thanks so much. And we're going to have you guys on next week, right, on the show?
You got it, baby.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye. That was Johnny Reno from Raving Knaves with me saying hi, listening to his song Fleshhound from their first CD entitled The Raving Knaves. And before that, we heard a really, really cool tune called Never Too Late by Mr. John Cassese. John Cassese is the dance doctor, an internationally known dance instructor to the stars. He's released several CDs, and they're comprised of cover tunes and some very special original material. And I just love his tracks. I think they bring you back to happy times, put joy in your heart, and a spring in your step. His website is forthcoming, as is his Facebook page. But until then, you can hear John Cassese right here on Indie100.com. Well, today's guests in the studio are some really great-looking guys, and a really great-sounding band called Atomics. Hello.
Yay.
Hey.
Thank you, Taylor.
You're welcome.
It's great to be here, Taylor.
It's great to have you guys here. We're going to take a listen to your CD, but before we do so, you guys are all kind of tired because you were what, on...
We were in Las Vegas.
Just got back last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, and you had a show you were doing?
No, actually, we had a show coming up. We were just there being bad boys.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah, oh, right, no, exactly. Wait, we want to hear what happened.
Oh, my God, I wish I could tell you. Cause
you would have to be there with us.
We have our drummer who's the Italian Stallion, and man, he definitely.
And I watched movies all night.
Yeah, room. That's what he did. He watched movies all night. That was what it was.
Oh, my gosh. Well, so... Julian, my co-host yes. here, Julian Rios III.
I want to go to Vegas with you guys.
Yeah, nice.
He needs to go to Vegas with you guys.
Yeah. Well, we're playing a show coming up, and I'm not sure because this is going to run, but it is September 8th, but there's a date. You never know if it's going to make it on here, but... But you should go with us, and you should hang, and we'll have fun. We're playing at the M Resort, and we're going to rock it out with Ben Carey and their band Elvis Monroe.
Well, if you want to have me, I'd love to come with you guys. It'd be pretty crazy, I'm pretty
nice.
Sure.
Nice. Oh, yeah. It's definitely.
We're renting a bus and the whole thing, man. It's going to be really
yeah,
fun.
Let me see what that thing is.
Well, that sounds great, you guys. That sounds awesome. So I'm going to play your first track here that we're going to listen to called Thank You. All right.
Nice.
And thank you.
No, thank you.
Just wanna thank you for being in my life.
right. Well, that was Atomics. I was awesome. So into that song, I forgot to turn the mics back on.
Nice. Thank
How
you.
About that? That? How awesome. About that? Guys, tell me, what's the story behind Thank You?
The original concept when we were writing that song.
And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is Tom Fletcher speaking, you know.
By the way, not the Tom Fletcher from McFly.
Exactly.
Ooh, what? Okay.
The lead singer for McFly, his name's is Tom Fletcher as well. Okay. Funny enough, my name's Thomas Michael Fletcher. His name's Thomas Michael Fletcher. What are the odds of that?
Why did he copy your name?
Exactly.
I came first, you should say.
I was going to leave that. I was trying to not go there because... Right. I want him to be older, not me. But the original concept of that song was... is actually for anybody who has daughters, you know?
Okay. Do you guys have daughters?
He's got three kids?
Yeah.
He's doing the work for all
three. Yes, exactly.
I was going to say. Yeah. Wow.
And they are the cutest little girls ever.
Aww.
They have their moments.
Of course, as we all do.
Right.
But then in the bigger metaphor of things, it came down to also being that, you know, we were talking about this just a few minutes ago. There's so much negativity going on this planet right now just because of, you know, the monetary system, everything, oil, and all the crazy stuff. We just think that it'd be kind of cool if everyone kind of got the message of maybe we appreciate each other a little more and say thank you to each other a little more, just an appreciation.
Thank you for that.
Right, exactly.
Thank you.
You know, so it's like, you know, because every person that comes through your life is then a part of your life.
That's true.
Whether it's 10 seconds or for years.
Yeah.
So that's why we say thank you for being in my life.
That's really cool. Yeah. And you guys have a video for this too.
Yes, we do. It is on
YouTube.
It's YouTube. If you go to YouTube, type in Atomics with an X and thank you. It'll pop right up.
Now, your website is officialatomics.com, correct?
Yeah, it's actually being redone right now.
So right, I was going to say.
Yeah,
right.
So the way they can get in touch with us, it's just via Facebook.
Okay.
And it would be...
Official Atomics is...
Official Atomics is the
Facebook
name, and it's Atomix.
Correct.
Miko, you have such a great radio voice.
Well, you know, I try.
I would have to agree.
It's one of those things.
Doesn't it?
He does.
How are you doing there, ladies and gentlemen?
Let's introduce the guys. I don't think I did that. On my left over here is Patrick Caccia, the drummer. And he's from Italy, Milan.
Yes, not my fault. I found myself there.
I woke up one day and there he was.
You know.
The shoe capital of the world.
Yes.
It's all
the
good.
Shoe capital.
Of course, you would know that.
I got my family in town and we got into a store. My mom is looking at me like, what's wrong with you? Because I was looking at women's shoes. It's like, is there something you got to tell me?
Yeah, is there something you need to tell us?
Yeah. Please.
He's looking at the women's shoes, thinking of the women's feet in those
exactly.
shoes.
Exactly. Now, I can dig that.
Right.
That's
right.
Where we're all going with that
and
one.
And then I've got Tom Fletcher here on guitar.
Howdy, hi there, friends and neighbors.
Well, howdy back at you.
Oh, thank you.
Howdy, Tom. Howdy, howdy.
Hey, Julian, how you doing?
How y'all doing
How
today?
Y'all doing out there today?
Nice to see you.
Thank
Thanks
you
for
very
coming
much.
In.
Did you bring the Everclear?
Hell no.
I got it here, Julian. It's underneath the desk.
My morning drink's wearing off, and I need to get some more, more liquor in my stomach. All I had was fried squirrel this morning.
Fried squirrel?
Well, I got some bourbon back up in here, so.
That works, too. Yeah,
and that, ladies and gentlemen, that sexy deep voice is Miko Olmos, the bass player and guitarist.
Yeah. So sexy.
We have our moments like everybody else.
Oh, my gosh. So your band, Atomics, how'd you get the name for the band? Curious.
Oh, my God. Loaded question.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. We'll probably get into this a little bit, but I've been making records as a recording engineer and producer for my entire life. And when I finish a mix, it started out as a Tom mix, and then it was like, well, wait a second, I could just shorten that into Atomics.
Yeah.
A-T-O-M-I-A.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah. And it's like on every track sheet and every computer that I've worked on for over 20, 25 years.
Don't date yourself.
And then, right, thank you. I've been trying to get away from that. But actually, Patrick and Miko were, we were like, what, man, we got to call the band something, you know? And they were the ones who were like, let's just call it Atomics.
That's like, really cool.
That's kind of funny. So that's why I've been using that thing all this time.
Yeah, because he would write on all our CDs, you know, at the end of the session and just write Atomix. And we're like, oh, there it is.
Atomix. Yeah, right. Love it.
He mixed and produced just a couple of records of, you know, probably past 200.
Getting close to 200, yes.
Yeah, wow.
Quite a few records.
Wow. Well, we're going to play, the next song that we're going to play from you guys is called Watch Them Walk By.
Yes.
And this has a special meaning, too. In fact, all the songs do.
But yeah, absolutely. We try to give something in everything that we craft that will have meaning to everybody in some way, shape, or form. We hope that anyway, right?
Right.
But lyrics and melodies, though, too. You know, I mean, just everything is very biographical in some way, shape, or form.
Right. We hope that is. But this one we crafted to have meaning for all the great people that have ever come through this plane and left an indelible mark on planet Earth, you know? And it seems that every time there is a great person like that, whether it would be Gandhi, who's on our album cover, or, you know, Nikola Tesla, or Buddha, or anybody that's...
Taylor Van Horst.
Oh, I was going to say, somebody in your own life, but then, whether it be even, your grandfather.
Right. Even somebody similar.
Julian,
you know, like
Rhea.
Teacher you had.
Julian,
there you go.
Definitely not.
Anybody who's had a tremendous influence on your life and impact on your life.
We end up knowing about their whole life. They either make a movie about them or write a book. Or, you know what I mean? And we know their entire walk on this planet. And then as we were writing it, a friend of ours, which is a mutual friend of ours, Dave Weiderman.
Okay, nice.
He had reminded us that Steve Jobs had just passed away. And he really liked the song. He liked the message of the song. And he said, you know, I would love it if you guys could somehow make this an ode to Steve Jobs somehow. And at first it was like, oh, my God, that's going to be incredibly corny. Because he asked us to use this phrase, the eye man. And we were like, oh, brother.
the eye man.
Right? So in a lot of places we were like, oh, God, that's not. And then one day it just hit us. We were like playing, we were rehearsing and playing live in the room. And it just kind of came to us. It was like, oh, man, there it is. And then the third verse is specifically designed for him, and the lyric is, did his life have meaning? Just open up your eyes. The world is moving faster by his design. And it definitely is. So,
or you could have said, like, it could have been a Rasta song, and you could have said, just open up your eyes, man.
Man.
And you could have gotten that little phrase in.
And I'm not going
to... See? Eye man? Open up your eye, man.
Man, where were you?
I mean, you should have been... See?
Okay, well, there. But... But also, in the cool part about this song is that it looks like it may end up on his website.
Nice.
When his picture comes up, it'll play behind
him. Oh, that's really cool.
And then there's also the other possibility of a lot of things. But you should go ahead and play it.
I'm going to play it.
This
is a song I heard that I just really loved immediately. I just heard it and thought, wow, these guys are great.
Oh, so, thank you.
You're very kind.
Let's check it out.
It's all Patrick.
Taylor, my friend.
You know. Thank you. the answers to the meaning of life. We watch them walk by. We watch them walk by.
Watch Them Walk by Atomics, who are in the studio with me today. I want to say you are listening to Indie100.com with me, your host, Taylor Van Arsdale. Thank you so much to Carol and Mark of ButterfliesRadio.com for always rebroadcasting, and Mikey J of KGUP FM for carrying my show as well. Here today with Mr. Julian Rios III.
.com.
How you doing, Julian?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm actually pretty good, yeah.
Yeah?
I had a long week, but I'm back and I'm alive, and that's what's important, right?
And are we going to address the subject at hand? That's the subject that we've been discussing for the last 6 months. Do you want to talk?
No, I don't think there's a need to discuss it right now.
All right.
I think it's, the subject is moot.
All right.
So to speak.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, I don't want to hear it.
Now that they all want to know what it is.
All of a sudden, Atomics comes in. Wait a second.
let's just say that Julian really needs a weekend in Vegas with you guys.
Okay.
If
okay.
You're serious, I'll come with you guys.
Yeah. All right.
I'm dead serious.
Hey, we're not kidding either. Come on. We got a party bus that's going, actually.
Yeah. I will give you my information. And we'll go.
Hop on the party bus.
It's going to be a blast.
Don't make a fuss. Just get on the bus.
I'll take pictures, or I'll be your videographer, whatever it takes.
Get on the bus, guys.
Oh, my God.
I'll sweep the bus, you know?
Yeah, nah, you don't have to do that.
I will earn my
We got guys that do that, so don't worry about that.
Okay. Well,
hey, Patrick, how's your mic working over there?
Yeah.
How's it working, Hannah?
Doesn't
sound like it's on. No. Let's see.
It doesn't. Let's see.
The outcome's not so good on
I'm going to check his mic right now.
Check one, two.
It's off. I told you, it's off.
Yeah,
can you hear me now?
You know what? You guys are going to have to share a mic. You're going to have to share it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
You guys are going to have to share that mic. Sorry about that.
How did you guys find each other?
Oh my God!
You're such a ragtag group.
Oh yeah, we are truly a motley crew. Yeah. I would say.
How do you say it? To make it quick, when I was three?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. let me keep this short. When I was three.
How did you guys meet? What, Patrick, since you've been off mic this whole time, why don't you tell us?
How did we meet? I was helping on an artist producing three tracks. And I was at the end of this project, and I was looking all over town for someone that could mix it at best. And after a research of 3-4 guys, failure, I was like, I call my friend Chuck Kavoras, which is a mutual friend.
Okay.
I said, do you know someone that is really the greatest mixing engineer on planet Earth?
True story.
And went to Mars, came back, took a vacation, came back to Earth, and keeps mixing. And he goes like, yeah, call Tom Fletcher. So I called him and I go, you know, this project has got to be the best and I can't find the guy. And he goes like, just let me come over. And he came, made my day. That was just like the beginning of it all. But Tom said that it started earlier than that. He said that he remembers me from 12 years ago.
Really?
I actually was, I worked with Steve Lukather for a long time. I produced and engineered a record called The Candyman. Phenomenal album.
That's funny. I know his son.
Oh, Trevor. Oh, you know Trevor. Yeah, Trev's the bomb. Yeah.
It's really
Trevor.
Random.
Yeah.
Yeah. Small so, world. So we were playing a show at the Baked Potato of all places. We crammed the band in there, which was basically Los Lobotomy, Simon Phillips, John Pena, Creechy, and Luke. Wow. And sitting at one of the tables in front of Steve Luke, I mean, in front of Simon, was Patrick. And it was a while ago, and I didn't know Patrick at the time. I just remembered the whole thing of him going up to Simon and Simon throwing a towel at him and all this stuff. And these many years later, we were talking about it, and he brought it up. And I was like, oh, my God, I remember that day. And I remember you sitting there.
Yeah.
Wow. It's
just
terrible.
Crazy stuff.
So, but after that, then we just kept going when Tom came into the studio and he had one track. I think it was what Thank You. Was that the first track?
Or Tears.
Thank You or Tears.
Oh, Tears in the Rain.
Tears.
Rain,
which we'll play that one next.
Yeah,
not next, but.
So he said, I said, like, well, let me hear it, and then we tracked that drum track for Tears in the Rain, and then I go, well, you got some more. And after
buddy.
The second one, you got some more? And then he came with a CD full of like 25 tracks. I go, okay, we got some work to do.
Wow.
And then what's really fun is I've been engineering and producing all my life. I've never been on the stage side of things as being a performer. And just before I met Patrick, Miko and I were in a band, and I was giving my trying my talents out as a drummer. And it was a band called Zonehead, but it just didn't come to finish. So it kind of fell apart, and then Patrick and I started working together. It's like, hey, man, I got to call this guy, good friend of mine. He'd be great playing the bass tracks on this stuff. And Miko showed up and played on it, and we kind of looked at each other and went, wow, I think we have a band here.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's a great story.
We actually were laughing all the way. So.
And then, of course, the other thing is he's actually a guitar player, Miko. So when stuff needed some solos on it,
yeah.
It was like, hey, Miko, can you play this? Because I'm a rhythm guitar player. I play no solo
stuff. You're singing. You're primarily the lead singer, Tom?
Yeah, it started out that way.
But you never really used to sing in bands? You always were just playing and mixing?
Busted. Well, actually, this is my first band ever. And I just did my first shows ever about 3 months ago.
Wow.
Woo. I know, right?
Woo!
Kick him in the teeth, man. Kick him in the teeth.
Better late than never, right?
Yeah. Totally, right?
I've never had more fun.
That's
really
awesome.
Really haven't. It's just been incredible. And I get to play with these guys, man.
Yeah.
I mean, which brings us to, because we're going to play this song next. You know, it started out as I was singing all the lead vocals and stuff, but we were working on Tears in the Rain, and Patrick comes over, and he's like, hey, man, I'm hearing this melody in the bridge. Could you sing this thing? And he sang it, and I was like, wait a second. Did you just sing that? Wait, sing that again. And he has an incredible voice, you know? It's amazing.
Patrick?
So
is?
Yeah,
yes.
And at that point, it was like, well, wait a second. If you can sing that, can you sing that? And can you sing that? And then, of course, it developed into, well, why don't you just sing the lead vocal on this song?
Wow.
So now, and when we get to it, with the next song we're going to play, Patrick actually sings the lead vocal
on
it.
So we're going to play
we're going to play
Tears in the Rain?
No, We'll Be All Right.
We'll Be All Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, it was his first lead vocal performance. Haha, I'm giving away
true
all the goods.
Story.
Well, like, let's take a listen to it.
Yeah, let's do that.
I'm excited.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
All right.
And dreams of yesterday. I'm not here to preach, I just want to say I'll be alright.
It goes so far away.
You'll be alright.
Dreams of yesterday.
I'll be alright.
I'll live to fight another day.
But things are gonna change. I'm not here to preach, I just wanna say
With me, your host, Taylor Van Arsdale, here on Indie100.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. That was Alarmed by Ree Sinclair. Hey, you know what, guys? Summer is not quite over. It isn't. It's only August, and we're in California. So if you're looking to gear up for summer, you should try signing up for Fatburn.com. The reason the Fatburn.com program works so well and others fail is that it teaches you how to eat. So you're never dealing a meal or wheeling a deal or tallying points. You can't do that in real life, folks. And that's what Fatburn.com is, a real life way to lose weight easily and effectively and keep that weight off. Check out www.fatburn.com. Back in the studio here with my amazing guests, the Atomics Band. And I just want to say thank you guys so much for coming in and being here.
Thank you.
I appreciate
it. Is that working now?
No, still not. That mic is still shot. I don't know what's going on, but we're going to We're going to rally around the mic that Tom has here. So.
Okay, just get close, guys. Just get real close.
They've given me, just so you guys know,
ouch, babe.
You know, now, ma'am. That's weird that you said that.
Why is that?
Because my old boyfriend used to say that all the time.
Oh, my God. What's his name?
It was James.
Which James?
Years ago.
Okay.
That's a weird... That's
James Fox, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
How did I know that?
Oh, my God. That's funny.
I love James, man. I've known James forever. Again,
dating myself. Hi, James.
Awkward. Oh, my God. That is really bizarre. Oh,
okay. You know what's funny? I have a good friend of mine who's one of the most phenomenal guitar players on the planet. His name's Jimmy Hahn. He's played on Yes Records, Air Supply, all kinds of stuff, every commercial you've ever seen on TV. But when we grew up in Las Vegas together, and when we first came to L.A., our first time ever, we were like 14 or 16, my brother was driving the car, we bought a Gibson ES-335 from the Guitar Center when it just opened
right.
Hollywood.
And Sunset, yeah. And James Fox and Dave Weiderman were the guys that sold us that guitar.
That's too funny.
I mean, how funny is that?
Well, you know I work with them.
Yes, of
That's,
course.
That's like, so funny.
Well, anyway.
And I wouldn't actually call him a boyfriend. He was somebody I dated for a while, so let's just...
I was gonna say, and how about those Dodgers?
Yeah, let's just not go there. But you guys have given me... I just want to tell the audience, they've given me a CD to play a song called... When Dreams Come True.
Yeah.
And I want to see,
new.
They've given me this master mix CD, so we're just going to try and play it. It may not play, so bear with us a second, and okay, I'm just going to try this real quick.
Can I give it a little bit of a, like...
No, we'll come back to it.
All right, then.
Excellent.
And there you are.
It's the first song
on the
track.
I mean, really, man, come on.
It's the first track on the CD, right?
Yes.
It's only one track?
Okay. Absolutely.
All right, let's just see here.
We rough mixed it just for you.
I can't find you. You can't find me. I know I've never seen. When dreams come true, when dreams come true, when dreams come true, when I found you, I just had a dream. We'll be right back.
When Dreams Come True. That is a new track.
That's brand new.
This is the first time you're hearing it here on Indie100.com with me, your host, Taylor Van Arsdale, and my co-host, Mr. Julian Rios.
World premiere.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's not even a final mix. We just mixed it for this show. Yeah. We're going to go tweak it a little more.
That's the beginning of the second record.
Thank you so much for bringing that to me. I love that song. It's got a very Led Zeppelin-esque feel to it. It's
thank
got
you.
That whole, the drums especially.
Yeah, baby.
Really very Bono.
Bono. I'd love to hear Bono play drums.
See, you're not as old as you thought you were.
No, exactly.
Close.
Okay. Who, me?
Couldn't
now,
be.
The CD that they do have out right now is called In a Perfect World by Atomics. It's got a picture of Gandhi on the cover.
Yay.
And it's a very cool CD.
The original piece of artwork.
Yes, actually.
It is.
An amazing artist named Ronnie Stretch painted that for us. That's a hand painting.
What?
I thought that was the photo.
I thought it was a hand painted thing. This guy is unreal,
phenomenal.
Man.
Wow.
He's like one of the foremost artists
you
on the planet.
You gotta
pick
up this album just to look at that, because that's pretty intense.
Yeah, and you can find it on iTunes and every other major.
That's no way. That's
platform.
A painting.
Amazon. It is a hand done painting.
That's
nuts.
That's
crazy. He's gonna give us the original, which is amazing. He wouldn't give me the actual original because he was like,
he couldn't give you the original because it's not really a painting.
No, it actually is.
It really is.
If you want to go, I got to plug him. You got to go to ronniestretch.com.
Nice.
And see this guy's artwork. Yeah. He does the most amazing stuff you will ever see.
True story.
Yes.
And besides being a lovely cat, man, I mean, he and his wife and his son, they're just really good.
Yeah, here it is, original Gandhi oil on canvas, courtesy of Ronnie Stretch. It's Ronnie, R-O-N-I.
Yes.
And Stretch like Stretch Armstrong.
Like Stretch Armstrong.
Ah, nice.
High fives.
Great minds, babe. What can
I
say?
That's awesome.
So you guys are going to be doing anything special in the next couple months? Going to release this new track? Are you going to release it as a single? Or
you know, we are looking at the way we want to do this next record is we're going to, each song that we do, we're going to do it in its entirety and then put it out until we have the entire collection to release as an album.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah,
that's the way to do it.
We get so excited about each song. It's like, oh, we got to share that.
Yeah, why wait? Yeah, you know?
Exactly.
Wait for what, really?
But the show we're doing with Ben Carey and Elvis Monroe at the M Resort. Yeah. We're really excited about that. And I don't know if you'll get it because of the syndication part of the show.
Right.
It is September 8th.
People will probably hear it.
Nice.
And where is that exactly?
Las Vegas.
And
Nevada.
That's
that you're going to take Julian and get him laid?
Yeah. We'll take him, but everything else is up to him.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get him laid.
And you know what?
Forget him.
If it's up to him, he's SOL.
Well, no, I don't. Not hanging out with us. That's all good.
Well, good.
Forget about it.
Take him then, please.
How about this? How about I go with them, and then I'll do like a correspondent thing where I'll take notes and I'll come back and I'll
report.
You know what? I'm all for it. Just go.
Play the whole thing.
Oh, no. We're going to get a room. We'll throw him in there with.
There's
going to
be lots of off-the-record.
Oh, but you know what, though? Hookers don't count.
No, it's not hookers. No, man.
Okay.
We don't, man. No. These are nice girls.
Okay, that sounded totally sketchy.
Just ask Patrick. He knows, right, Patrick?
Nice.
Yeah, about what? Hookers?
No.
No.
About nice girls, right? You just met a nice girl in Vegas,
yes,
right?
Yes, very true.
And she watched TV all night with you, right?
Yes.
See?
See, Taylor, I just want a girl to watch TV with.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
And that's it. We're going to take him. We'll get him a room, and he can watch TV all night with some nice girls.
Though she says she wouldn't watch TV unless I had the top floor, you know.
The penthouse?
And knowing Patrick, he did just that.
I actually did that.
Nice.
He made it happen.
So I did that.
Nice.
That's what we love about our guys.
I'm serious. I'm going to show up like, hey, guys, let's go. And they're going to be like, who are you? What are you?
Nah, man, come on.
Nice. Miko, are you ever going to put that voice on film? I mean, with the face.
You know, we'll see about that.
I know,
you need to be doing some sort of voiceovers. You and I need to do some voiceovers.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
Right. Your dad has the same kind of voice, though, right?
Was yeah, he does. And also my grandfather, Howard Keel, was a big
And I gotta give it away right now. Dad, his father is the actor Edward James Olmos.
Seriously?
Yes, that's a true story.
You said that wrong. He's the phenomenally gifted, incredible actor.
This is true. And a great guy, too, Eddie. We love Eddie.
Yeah. Like, seriously, your dad's really talented.
Thanks.
Which probably explains why you're talented as well.
Thank you.
Right?
I really appreciate it.
I'm going to keep kissing your ass until you let me be on this
podcast. we invited you to this thing before you even started doing that. So. Now we even may let you drive the bus.
Oh, my God.
Alan, I got to tell you this.
Do I get to go on this party?
Yeah, come on.
I
got to
share this with you, though.
It wouldn't be the same without you.
You know how we said we
As long as we have plenty of off-the-record situations as well as the on-the-record stuff. Of
course. You know, we could do a taped show that I could do a podcast, and I could rebroadcast for you if you want.
That sounds awesome. Are you kidding?
Done. That's cool.
Put that in the notes. We're done.
We're done.
You just got a plan right there,
Tom.
And then I could make sure that you actually get laid. He couldn't come back and be like,
"Please don't."
Hey, I did, you know, or like, or conspire with you guys and go, "Okay, listen, we're gonna tell Taylor it all worked out for me, okay?"
Nice.
Okay.
And then she'll podcast it. Hey, I was gonna tell you really quick. Okay, I'm banging on the table because I love hearing those springs make that reverb sound. So awesome. We just started playing shows not even 3 months ago, and we got invited to play this amphitheater with like 2,500 people, and finally,
so looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, we're all Miko's very excited dad about it. Comes out to see this show, and we walked up on stage,
and we get screwed on the
sound
check.
The worst monitors. Now for me, it was like vengeance, right? Because I was always on the other side of the fence. Mm-hmm. We get up there, we start playing, I can't hear my guitar or my voice, and then Patrick's voice comes in, parted my hair down the center.
That was the quickest haircut.
It was hysterical.
And then Nico's voice vocal came in and took the other side of my hair off.
You have to understand, it's an open-air show, so acoustics and the whole thing are just, gone. You don't hear anything.
And here we are with his dad, everyone, but... They told us it sounded great up front, but on stage
no monitors.
It was a catastrophe. A
oh no, theirs were screaming.
But everybody had the wrong monitors.
There's nothing worse than that.
Oh, it's insane. That's if you can't hear yourself.
My hair still parted.
Yes.
It is. Wow. Oh,
honestly, God, Patrick's vocal came in, and it was everything I could do to not have that stunned look on my face of like,
just keep
what
smiling.
What the hell is that?
Well, you guys, we're going to have you on a couple different radio stations. So you're not just going to be on Indy100.com, but you'll be on ButterfliesRadio.com.
Thank you, Taylor.
KGUP. So we're going to get the word out for you guys, and it'll be a lot of fun. And people will all be saying thank you to you for your music.
Thank you guys so much.
Julian Taylor, thank you for having all of us.
Oh,
and Indy100, you guys rock, man.
All right.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Money lost, in control. Oh, in control.